Online Podcast 181 Fat Whore
Fat Whore
Hello ladies and gentlemen Thuan, welcome to Online Podcast Of course With my recording turned on, I'm up energy 115%, and who can be the judge? I mean, who can be the witness of my energy just turned up 110%? Is our beloved fellow fatty, Andy Melton. Andy Melton is on our program, and he is on online for the first time, I think, isn't it, Andy?
Yeah, it's the first time.
Oh, why aren't you up 110% yet?
What do you mean?
Energy, honey. Snap, snap, energy, whoo!
John's on crack.
No, I'm on my chair. What do you mean I'm on crack? I'm cracking my chair, but I'm not on crack.
You're on a crack.
Did you see, were you the witness and tell people that I was, when I turn on the recording,
he's running.
I'm just like, boom! 110% all of a sudden. I was probably running like talking about running. I'll tell you about my running. I was probably running about a 75% before I turned on the microphone as I was talking to Andy Melton, and now I am on 115%. And welcome to Online Podcast to all you bitches out there. No, anyway, welcome. Happy Monday, everyone. And today we are going to talk about fat. It's been a while since we talk about fat. You know, we talk about war and we talk about bigots.
Hate.
Oh, actually, I'm going to talk about hate again. I'm going to talk about bigots again. Some comments on my website, on my other website, which is I don't want to make it in such a big deal, but I just feel like I have to talk about it, and I don't want to talk about it there because I don't want to make him too uncomfortable, and so I'm going to talk about it here. If he finds the show, then whoop-de-doo. Anyway, so Andy Melton, what are you doing right now?
Waiting on this subdomain to get set up.
Oh, yeah, because you have to set it up, and it's going to have to, like, what, propagate or something? Is that a right term of saying? Or conjugate? No, propagate or something. I don't know. Anyway, you aren't talking much, honey. Are you busy waiting?
Yeah, I'm just waiting.
Okay, what did you eat earlier?
I ate spaghetti.
You ate spaghetti. What kind of sauce?
The kind you open from a can.
The ones you open from a can? Like a little glass jar?
A jar. Uh-huh.
Oh, what brand? Prego? Prego?
No. Yeah, Prego.
What did you say no? Why did you say no? Is it some kind of like really off-brand, like call...
I don't remember, I just opened it.
Oh, I thought it says sauce.
Probably did.
It's a sauce brand, sauce. And was it delicious?
No.
How much did you make? How much did you fix? Sorry, I have to use your term.
A whole thing full.
like a whole bag of spaghetti?
The whole thing.
What do you mean the whole thing?
The whole box.
You are kidding. Tell me you're kidding. Tell me the truth.
The whole box.
You cannot eat the whole box.
Well, I didn't eat the whole box.
But you fixed the whole box.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just pick out like a handful and then cook it?
Because we have a big family.
Oh, because you're cooking for the whole family.
Yeah.
So the whole family, so you did not eat the whole box.
No.
And Andy was confessing to me that he now eats less since his, whatever he has, the flu thing with
whatever
the...
Whatever it was.
And with his left hand picture on the website.
Not my left.
Huh? Who? What? Huh?
Shut up. Just go on.
And with all this little, what was it, rashes that you were getting?
Yeah.
Is it all gone yet?
No, it's still partially here.
Ooh, so you may go blind. Ooh, and then And ladies and gentlemen, today both of us, the two of the several fatties on the podosphere, Madge being one, Wanda being another one, and I am, of course, another one, the Asian token fatty. And, well,
I'm the fattest.
You probably are, but we all connect through our sisterhood, if you want to call it that. I call it the blubber. What did I call it? Blubber.
Blubber sphere?
Blubbers. No, blubber sisterhood for food. That's like, you know, one of those southern clubs where you wear different hats and then you go like meet every month with the pink head or red head something. You know what I'm talking about? Those southern ladies. Yes. We would have one called the Blubber Sisterhood for food. And then Madge and Wanda and I and you will meet and then we will eat. And we'll add to the blubber collections that we already have. But talking about that, I was supposed to be doing a show with Rito from Bangkok and with a friend of mine. If obviously he did not reply the email. And I was expecting to do the show, and then I came on the show, and nobody was there, and I've called his phone 3 times, and he was not there. So I'm very disappointed, Rito. Now, this is what I was going to tell you. As I went out running, almost running, I was rocking. I was rolling down the street. As I was, I went out there, I ran for a while. I ran about 40% of the time, and 60% of the time, I was panting like a whore, and... and trying to catch my breath. And no, actually, it wasn't all that bad. In fact, I did much better than I was expecting. Maybe because the weather was sort of comfortable. So it's not too humid. It was drizzling a little bit. And I almost going to walk back, but I was like, no, screw it. I have to go on. So I went on and I ran for... walked for over a mile. Like slightly over a mile. It's like 1.2 miles. And
brag.
And so, Andy, how far did you run today?
Well,
from your bedroom to the kitchen? In the kitchen and back.
Store.
When did you go? Where did you go?
I went to the grocery store.
Oh, you walked there?
No.
I thought you walked there. You're going to make me proud there for a moment.
Do you know how far away the grocery store is?
Well, at least... No, I don't. It probably is very far. Because it's so far to go from your house to your grandmother's house. Is the grocery store farther?
Yeah, a lot farther.
Oh, wow. Why don't you take your little rascal?
It wouldn't make the trip.
The wheels broke?
Yeah.
It broke off?
No, it would sink into the pavement.
Oh. So it wouldn't help that way. So anyway, that's...
Did you not hear them on Madge's show squeaking and trying to get out off that pier?
Yes, I did, but somebody may not have. So follow the link from last week's show, last Thursday's show, to go listen to that. It's so funny. It cracked me up so much. But anyway, andymelton.net. You can find andymelton.net if you want to build websites. He helped me solve some problems last week with my Penang Hokkien podcast website because I was like so desperate and didn't know what to do. And so I called Andy Melton, hello, where are you? And I left him a message. And he finally got back with me. I was like, Andy, please help. It's possessed. It's the Hungry Ghost Month and... my website, because we've been doing the ghost stories for several weeks continuously, and so the ghost was like bugging us, and the website was kind of screwy. Mostly not, I'm not aware of it until people are telling me, because it's usually just showing up on what? It did not show up on Firefox, it did not show up on Safari, it did not show up. Yeah, it did not show up on Firefox and Safari, which are the two main browsers I use. And so I didn't know about it until somebody told me that, hey, your site is kind of wacky. And so I went over there and fixed it. Well, tried to, and I couldn't. So I called Andy and have Andy check on the website through Internet Explorer. Woohoo!
Worst and, browser on the planet.
Yeah, I know. But this is it's good for troubleshooting, though. You know, you have to sort of build a website that is friendly for the stupidest
browser.
Yeah. And so Andy helped me fix it, and so I'm very happy. And so if anybody wants help, he does work for hire. He does what? He does hire. I mean, how do you say that? He is hireable. You can hire
the hour.
Yeah. What? How much do you charge? Don't give the low end. Please give the like sort of. It depending on where you are. Depending on it depends on where you are. It depends on yourself and I think anywhere from maybe $30 around. You know, could be a little bit less. Could be a little bit more, and up depending on the project. So he would let you know. So if you're interested in building a
depends
new podcast or something,
I want to make that week.
Yeah, of course you want to make more money. Let's stop making those like $15 an hour thing. And then, you'd have to build, if you want to build a website or something, or if you want to start a podcast, Andy will be able to help you do that. And I'm sure if you talk to him, be kind to him because he tend to like would go to the lower end when it charges and when he charges. And so you might want to negotiate a fixed price with him, perhaps like, how about this? Like, oh shit, my microphone, my recording is shit, my battery's about to end. Good lord. Oh gosh, that's like no thing on there. Shit, and I don't want to do any editing. Do you think it will last? No, I don't think it will. How do I make the battery last? Andy, help.
You're the audio queen.
I guess, you know. Do you think if the battery goes out, does it wipe out everything on my iRiver? Or should I stop it?
I don't think it would wipe everything
out. I should. I don't want to have to like stop and then I have to edit the whole thing together. I don't want it to be two chunks. Maybe it will work. Let's try it. Okay, let's try it. I hope it works. It's all your fault, Andy, if it doesn't. If it doesn't record it, it should just remember, right? If the battery goes out.
I don't know. I don't have an iRiver.
Oh, yeah, because all the water jump out.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, maybe I should pause. Good Christ. I'm going to pause, change the battery, and then we'll be back again in a moment. Okay, wait. Actually, we are back, but I did not change the battery because I'm going to attempt to do the whole show without changing the battery. Okay, so let's quickly speak before the battery ends. What was I going to say? Oh, okay, I'm going to tell you this thing that I was talking to one of our listeners on the web one day. I was chatting with her. Beth, I don't know if she's still listening. Beth, if you're listening, let me know. So she was talking to me. And we were talking about, you know, our fat, obviously. And people around me know that I'm obsessed with my fat. And yeah, some people are fat and some people are fatter, but I'm still fat regardless. And so I was chatting. And so we are all connected through our blubber. And so that's why Andy Melton and I are going to start a website, right? Not a website, a blog. Huh?
As soon as the subdomain gets set up.
Yeah. So as soon as by the time the show goes being posted, it'll probably be up. So should I set up a subdomain too? That forwards to the same page?
That might work.
Yeah. Or do you just want to own the thing and I just say whatever.com?
I don't care. Nah. Do whatever.
You make up your mind. When I ask you a question, just make up your mind and say something. Be a little bit more assertive, like a fat person should.
Well, set up a subdomain on your site, whore.
Anyway, battery. And so, I was talking about fat, and in fact, I've actually had this conversation with Madge when, obviously, I was having dinner with Madge, and as on the way back from the restaurant, we were talking about why don't we just like have somebody put on an IV and suck out our fat while we drive in the car, and then we don't have to worry about the whole crisis with the oil crisis, because then we are running on our own fat. Wouldn't that be nice, though, Andy?
I don't drive.
You suck. And then, so that was the. So that's how you would. I don't even mind if I get poked by needles every time I sit down on my chair. There are needles coming out from the chair and poke around my waist and suck out all the fat and then drive the car.
I don't want to be hurt.
I would rather be hurt and then suck out all my fat. But it would be kind of gross, though. It would get all, infected by the dirt and cookies that you have left on the seat of your chair, of the car. So we were talking about that, and so, oh, okay, oh my gosh, this goes way back. In fact, Beth and I were talking about do you remember, Andy, have you seen my ugly whore video?
I don't remember.
I make faces and I laughed.
I've seen faces on Steve's blog.
Not that. I have a video podcast. I put out a video podcast with my, with my ugly whore face, and so Beth was talking about how it was so funny that she kept laughing that she didn't even have to take an antidepressant, and so I thought maybe I should contact, besides making a vehicle that would run with their own fat, I'm also going to be bottling a video in an antidepressant. What is an antidepressant? What is one of the brand names?
Zoloft.
Yeah, Zoloft or something. And instead of putting pills in it, you actually get a video of my ugly whore video, and you just play it. And then perhaps that's going to solve some problem. I don't know. But anyway, I wish, when I laugh, I wish it burns fat. Because I laugh so much, I should be a skinny person if it burns fat when I laugh.
Doesn't it burn fat?
I thought it does, but it should have burned more. I laugh so much and I'm still fat. So I don't know. But okay, so I was telling Beth also, and I thought that would be something that I'd like to share with you. I've probably shared that with Steve already. I find, besides being a fatorexia, which is a term that Madge coined for me, because when I look into the mirror some mornings, I feel like I'm actually skinny. I think I talked about that before. Shut up. I look into the mirror, it's like, especially after I poop. Especially right after I poop. What? Post-shit skinny syndrome. It's P-S-S-S. P-S-S-S. And so, I have P-S-S, which is after the fatorexia, means that I have a distorted view of my body image. I know that I'm fat, but when I look into the mirror, I feel skinny, and in fact, I look skinny to me until I put on my pants and it's still tight. Why are you laughing? Do you have that? Have you had that before?
No.
You have not? So you're more realistic than I am.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. So, and so I have that some mornings, like, and I would be all excited, and I'll quickly, without any clothes, would come down to the basement and pull out my scale, the weighing scale. I don't leave it in the bathroom because, I would step on it like every single day. I'm a little bit obsessive, so, and compulsive too. I would come downstairs and stand on the scale thinking that it would be leaving the 190s, and then it would still be like 196 or 95.
That's nothing.
I know, compared to you, right? But it's okay. We are going to do it together, Andy Melton. And so we'll talk about our plans in a moment, but let me finish my joke. Well, not joke. It's It's not a joking matter, but it's still a joke that what I'm going to tell you. So I like to binge. Some of my friends, actually most of my friends, know that I binge, and some of you who may have seen me binge would probably be very scared because I do binge. Do you binge?
I hadn't in a while.
You hadn't in a while. Since when?
Since I've been sick.
Which is what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks now?
Uh-huh.
But when you were well,
mm-hmm.
did you used to binge?
Of course I did.
Like how? Tell me about your binging.
I couldn't get enough. I mean, it was just, you go to the fridge and get something, go back, get something else, keep going back until you was done.
Like how? When is the stopping flag? When does the flag goes up that, okay, this is done?
When you feel like you're going to throw up.
See? Yes, exactly. See, that's why we connect. That's why we connect. I don't do it all the time, but I would say a few times a week. That's probably enough. I would. Do you have this thing? I would crave for, and usually it's like right before bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
But of course I eat also, like my regular meal, sometimes I also binge. So it's very dangerous for me to go to a buffet because I would end up eating too much. Why are you laughing? Isn't it true,
Sorry.
Though?
It is.
Yes.
It's just so funny.
It's very dangerous for me to go to a buffet because I would probably, before you knew it, I'll be on the floor throwing up. Oh,
good. Go to a Chinese buffet and I could eat 4 plates.
I know. No, I can't anymore. I used to be able to eat like 4 or 5 plates of stuff when I go to a buffet. And when I was hitting like 20, I don't know, 27, 28, and that just like tremendously reduced. I can only go back by maybe 3 and I'll be like, shut up. I'll be, did I say tremendously? No, a tiny bit. No, I can still make myself eat 3 plates, then I'll be like, ugh, you know? And so I would probably just go for 2 plates and then another plate of dessert. I was talking about like 4 plates of entree and then plus dessert. And so I used to be able to
eat dessert. More.
Huh?
I don't usually eat dessert.
So you're not a dessert person, are you?
I like food.
Do you like sweets? Do you like sweets?
Sometimes.
So you're not a big sweet person like me, because I'm a big sweet pastry, cakes.
I like cake without icing.
Oh, what is the point? What is your problem? For me, when I want to have my cake, I don't even mind if the whole cake is icing.
Gross.
I can just cut the icing and eat it just like that, but. I do have
class. Have you seen that meatloaf cake?
Yes, yes, yes. In fact, Martha Stewart made those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Martha Stewart made those. She might have stolen it. She might have stolen it from that other thing you sent me. But yeah, she made a meatloaf cake, which is good. Well, except for the mashed potatoes outside as the frosting.
Mm.
But the thing is, I do have class. When I eat cakes, I also prefer the European kind of icing, which is not so much sugar, but it's a lot of fat. So I think sugar is worse than fat. What do you think?
I think fat's worse.
I think sugar is worse than fat because I ate a lot of fat when I was not... If I control my sugar consumption, usually that would take care of my weight. But anyway, so I like the kind of icing that is not the American icing, not the American, what do they call it? Like the cream, what is it called? Cream?
Lard.
Cream something. Cream ice, what is it called? Buttercream.
Ew, gross.
Well, I do eat that and I do like that, but I prefer way, 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 way more than I do this American buttercream is the European kind of buttercream. And what it does is, you actually have more sugar. No, in American buttercream, you have more sugar than fat. So you do put in vegetable shortening in there or butter, usually but vegetable shortening, which is really bad, worse than butter, health-wise.
And the way my family makes it is they take vegetable shortening and put tons of sugar in it.
Exactly. That's gross. The American way. That's the American way. That's, you know, I eat those, but that's not my favorite because it's too sweet and I can't stand it.
Yeah,
and
gross.
So the European kind is you actually cook the syrup and then you leave the syrup aside. And so the only sugar that's coming from the whole batch of buttercream is only the syrup that you're using. So that's not a whole lot. And then you actually whipped, beat up egg whites, and then you would then add the sugar into it. So you made kind of like a marshmallow base, and then you would drop in chunks and chunks and chunks and chunks of softened butter, which is heavenly because it's not very sweet, but it's very buttery and it's very creamy. And I know Wonder Wisdom likes that kind of stuff too, because she likes like fat in the form of everything. And so kind of like me. And so that would be a lovely thing to have, buttercream, European buttercream on my cake. And I would prefer more icing than cake. I always, when I was young, they make those, in Malaysia, they make those cakes with flowers, you know, like roses. And on the roses, they were all piped out by buttercream. So I would eat the whole rose, which is like all butter.
Oh, it's
like, oh, so delicious. I like those kind of stuff. But anyway, I have been controlling my binging for a while, but when I was binging, so I only binged like once this week. I only binged once, which means I stop at the point of me being full instead of keep going until I want to throw up. But my friend was asking me if I'm actually bulimic, because it could be bulimia because I binge. But I told them that I am not bulimic. I'm just a bule. I'm just a buler. Do you know what that is?
No.
Because I don't have bulimia. I just have bule. Because I only binge and I forget to throw up. In bulimia, you binge and then you like self-induce vomiting and you throw up the stuff. Which is really bad, and there's no joke, and so I'm not making fun of that, but I'm making fun of myself because I forget to throw up. I only remember to binge, and I forget to throw up. I've never remembered to throw up. In fact, that's why I'm not bulimic, I'm just a bueller. And so that's that. So to keep track of our fat or our trying to be healthy, you know, I really am, you know, being, I've had so many fat pictures that I almost, and I posted on Flickr that I almost don't care anymore. And so the main motivation for me, yes, look a little bit. Yeah, for sure. Definitely. I'm vain. I'm human. But at the same time, I think it's the health part that is really a big concern for me. So I'm going to try my best not to binge. Whoop-dee-doo, because this weekend, I'm going on an Alaskan cruise and they'll have a 24-hour buffet! Oh my gosh, can you all pray for me?
I'm jealous.
Oh gosh, I'll be thinking of you. I'll be thinking of you. But anyway, so that's what I'm going to be doing. I'll be going on an Alaska cruise this weekend, which means I will remind you again this Thursday that there will be no shows on next week. And in fact, I don't know if I even have time for a show on Monday or not. I may, if I bring my computer, I may just have the show prepped and then come home and upload it. So I don't know. But next week, which is what? The week of whatever it is, next week, I will not have any show for you. And so just don't be worried. In fact, if I manage to get online on the cruise ship, I won't be able to upload anything big because I heard that the connection sucks. So I only will be able to maybe go into my blog and just tell you what's going on there, like how much food I ate.
We'll get Steve to hijack the show again.
He can, but he can't get... I don't want him to do so much work, though. I was going to...
Oh.
In my thought, I actually wanted him to do a show and actually post shows for me. I may actually have enough shows, but I didn't want to bother him. I'll just take a break. You know, it should be a reflection of my real life. So if I'm taking a break, I should take a break from podcasting as well. Unless all of you give me $100 each. Then I will do a show. No, I'm kidding. Don't send me money. Please, if you have any money, send it to the folks over in Mead, Kansas. Send them a flag. Send them a rainbow flag. And so I will be gone for the whole week. You will get a show this Thursday, but then after that, there'll be no show for the week of, starting September. So pretty much the first week of September, September 4th all the way to September 4th will be Monday, and then September 7th is a Thursday. No shows on that week. And, but you can keep up with our fat track, with our fat blog, because Andy... Oh shit, I'm supposed to play Mike stuff. Oh, good God. The thing better not stop. Okay, I'm going to play Mike's message right now, and hopefully this thing go.
Hey, John, this is Mike. I'm a 21-year-old university student from Richmond, Virginia, and I'm coming out of the listener closet as a turkey goddess and blossoming rice queen.
As a what? As a turkey goddess? Did you hear that? As turkey goddess?
I don't know.
And blossoming rice queen.
He's a blossoming rice queen.
I just wanted to say that I enjoy your show, and I hope you're feeling better.
I am, thank
but
you.
But I have a question for you tonight. Okay. I really want to listen to your Penan Hokkien podcast. To do that, I have to learn Hokkien.
Yes.
But would it be better to learn Mandarin first before learning Hokkien? Because... you look at, you know, if you look up anything online for Chinese,
yes,
everything is in Mandarin and not Hokkien. And so I was wondering if you knew any good place to learn Hokkien.
No. Actually, I don't. Hokkien is a very spoken language. There are a lot of scholars right now paying more attention to Hokkien. But of course, Hokkien, there are several kinds of Hokkien too. It comes from this area in China. And of course, there's a lot of... Just like English here in America, there's a lot of dialect within itself. And so even within Hokkien itself, there's a lot of different kinds of Hokkien. And so I do not know any place that you can learn it. I know if you want to learn Penang Hokkien in Malaysia, you can learn some, but there's definitely not something that I know that you can learn Hokkien. However, that said, you may be able to find, because Hokkien and Taiwanese are very similar because they both come from the same origin. And so, if you want to learn Taiwanese, you actually can learn, learn Hokkien. It's probably like it's coming from the same source. It's pretty much the same thing. In fact, people from Taiwan can actually understand the Hokkien that we speak. Some of them, most of them, I would say maybe 80% of the stuff that we use in Penang Hokkien. But Penang Hokkien is a Creole. It's a mixture of some Malay words. And so it's a little bit difficult for some ears. Maybe even Taiwanese people might not understand a whole lot of that. But definitely learn Mandarin. I think Mandarin, you'll probably find that more useful. I speak Mandarin. And being a rice queen like you, you may actually get more guys learning Mandarin. Because you may actually speak Mandarin with more people. Like me, you know, I speak Mandarin and also Cantonese and Hokkien. And so you probably find more guys. So if you want to pick up guys, learn Mandarin, and then I'll play your other fat message, Mike.
Hey, John.
Yes.
This is Mike Gray. I just listened to your
I just realized this is the same mic.
And, you know, that's fine. Whenever you want to do it.
Do it? Do what?
I would like to know how I go in the process of kind of learning Chinese, because it's one of the up-and-coming languages of the world.
Yes, Mandarin.
Anyways, I just wanted to kind of leave a message on your Ching Chong again.
Yes. Quick, go. Battery's ending.
Challenge that you and Andy are doing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I left a message on your
voice. Now, this is not a weight loss challenge. This is really not a weight loss challenge. It's a challenge for us individually, isn't it, Andy? It's sort of like keeping track. We're not competing against each other, and we're merely keeping track of what we eat, what we are doing as far as physical activities to stay healthy. And
our thoughts.
Huh?
And our thoughts.
Like, oh my God, I binge again! You know, it's our frustration with weight and all our, you know, stuff that comes with weight issues. So, Andy, you better do something, not just always your thought, okay?
But that's the easy part.
Who says this is easy? Who says this is easy? In fact, I haven't told you this, but I'm going to tell you right now. And I will tell you the block in a moment if the battery lasts long enough. I am implementing this to all of us. When you start your first blog, you tell us how much weight you want to lose. If it is something too personal for you, then you will just, like for me, it's not a secret, and I'm telling you, I want to lose 20 to 25 pounds. I don't know whether I screwed it up or not, but as of last week, last time I weighed, I was 191. My goal weight is 170 to 175. If I can lose more weight, of course I'll take it. Because 175 is really at the edge of me not being overweight. You know, after 175, I am overweight. So I'm about 20 pounds overweight right now. And so that's why I call myself fat. For those people who don't think that I'm fat, you know, I just never pick up my shirt. And if I pick up your shirt, you'll die. And because I'm tall, I can sort of hide it. But I am fat, right, Andy?
Not as fat as me.
That's not the question. The question is I'm fat, right? Of course.
If you only need to lose 20 pounds, honey, you ain't overweight.
No, listen to this. According to my height and my weight, I am 20 pounds over the weight that I'm supposed to be in. So I'm 20 pounds overweight. And it doesn't matter whether I have 20 pounds or more pounds to lose, I think it's just the thing itself. And I'm really doing it not just for myself, Andy. I could easily do that on my own line. But I'm doing it for you and for everyone else who wants to join us. Sort of like keep track of their progress. Now, what I want to do is, if you don't want to tell us your weight, the amount of pounds that you want to lose, you just tell us the percentage. Like, you start, okay, of course, you're going to have to tell me, Andy. And then you can start with, this is this much, and how many percent are you hitting your goal? So let's say...
Oh, and you can also do, like, what did I tell you I was going to do? Waist size?
Oh, waist, yeah. Oh, yeah, you can, yeah. Because he doesn't have a scale, and I will be getting him a skill in the future.
Excuse me, I've got to cough again. Sorry.
Did you just lose weight by coughing up some fat?
I swear, I don't know what is wrong with me, but I keep coughing.
Coughing? You don't want a coffin. No, anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, because Andy doesn't have a scale, so what he'll be doing is he will go by inches. And, of course, that's why it doesn't matter what number you're showing, you just merely tell, like, for me, I'll be telling you 20 pounds. Oh, shit, something is wrong. Okay, Andy, oh, somebody call Andy, I guess, I don't know. But anyway, I'll be losing 20 pounds, and I will be... what's my progress from now until when? And of course, I have my target date too. My target date,
Sorry.
And whoever, were you coughing?
No, somebody's bothering me.
Oh, okay. So anyway, when what I was telling people, I guess you can listen to the show. And so I would have my target weight and my target date to achieve that weight. And I will put it there, and then I'll talk about how much I'm doing. Like, now, this is what it is. We have to at least post one time a week, right?
Right.
At least one time a week, and we would have to tell people how much what we've done or what we haven't done this week. That is, how much we ate and how much whether or not we've done any physical activities. And so we're going to have to track down what kind of food we eat and how much we eat, whether or not we binge. And I will be brutally honest. And then for those of you who want to join, you can also contact me online at gmail.com or where else? Andy, can we...
AndyMelton@gmail.com.
This site is hosted at Andy's website. So what will the site be called?
The subdomain is fat.andymelton.net.
I like that. In fact, you think I should also make a fat.onlinepodcast.com?
Yes, do it.
Okay, I'll do a fat.onlinepodcast.com. It will all be forwarded to fat.andymelton.com. And we'll be there, and you know, I'll put my fat self out there. I don't want to show any picture of my fat, but I will be telling you how I weigh and all that stuff. We've tried this once with our fitness guru, and it didn't work. So I need somebody to sort of do this with me. And when I'm lazy, maybe Andy can motivate me. Dream on, and then and maybe Mike G would actually help us motivate each other. So we are going to bitch at each other if we don't do it. If you are a fat whore also, and you would like to join our fat track or fat, what do we call this? If you want to join our fat track, you can just email me online at gmail.com or email andymelton@gmail.com, and we'll help you set up an account. And then that would take care of, it doesn't take care of anything, but I got distracted because Andy held a hold the phone call again. Dang it. But anyway, so that's what we're going to do. And hopefully I'll be tracking that on the boat, on the ship, on the cruise ship, if I am actually able to get online. If I can't get online, I would do it after I come back. So I guess that's probably it. Yeah, I guess before the battery ends, I better end the show so I don't have to edit. So I'm going to end the show.
Sorry.
It's okay. I'm going to end the show now because the battery's almost ending.
Okay.
I think that's pretty much it, right? Fat.andymelton.com and fat.
Andymelton.net.
Shit. It's fat. It's fat.andymelton.net or fat.onlinepodcast.net. And shit, no, dot com. Oh my lord, the fat obviously has gone up into my brains now. It's fat.andymelton.net or fat.johnong. Shit, no, fat.onlinepodcast.com. Whatever the hell it is, just go to the website and there'll be links going to our fat track blogging. And so, and that should be it, right? Anything else? So I'll be going to talking about my fitness guru. I'll be meeting my fitness guru, hopefully, in Seattle. And maybe, actually, I hope I cross my fingers that the two whores would come up and meet me also from, where are they? Portland, Oregon. The tranny rack, Becky and Cliffy. I hope that they can make it up to Seattle and meet me this weekend. Hopefully, I hope you guys can come. And it'll be wonderful. You know, you get to meet a skinny Asian and you get to meet a transsexual, gorgeous Becky, which is pre-chop-off, but... It's pre-chop-off, but we will not chop-off. It's just reconstructed. It's been like being prolapsed, I guess. Flip inside out. I guess it would not be prolapsed. It would be inlapse or whatever you call it. So
an innie.
Yeah, kind of like a belly button. And so thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And I really hope that you wouldn't mind me going off on a vacation. But I'll definitely talk to you when I come back. But there'll be another show this Thursday. Don't worry. Thank you so much, Andy Melton. Thank you. And go to andymelton.net to check out his website. And my website is online@gmail.com. And you can email me or leave me a comment at my website using the My Ching Chong or 206-888-JOHN. And we'll talk to you. No, I'll talk to you on Thursday. Thanks, Andy.
You're welcome.
Say bye.
Bye bye.
And don't
smile.
Oh, yes. Don't forget to smile, ladies. Ta ta.